world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
And you want why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Okay, so I gotta know right off the bat here. Did you send your email? Did you send your email to Donald Trump telling him to let the J6ers go for? Did you do it? I'm gonna say this, probably most of you know. No, I didn't do that. I didn't get around to that, Coach. I've been too busy. There are guys whose lives are on the line in the gulag that are counting on you sharing it with your friends and overwhelming the White House with people saying, let them go. Spencer, pull that back up there. It's the LibertyActionNetwork.com. And thanks to Mel for all the work that she's doing and all that stuff. Folks, this really matters, okay? Because you can bet the other side. You can bet the other side. Boy, they're telling Trump not to do it. I mean, the media, all that kind of stuff. Go scroll on down, bud. No, current actions. Scroll on down. Scroll on. I'm sorry, I should have had you a little bit better prepared. You said it is current action. Nope, going down. There it is. No. Release J6 pro-lifers. Nope. Down to the bottom, right there. Folks, this is easy. This is easy. There's the website. Click on that, send an email to President Trump, say, let him go. Let him go. They got to hear from us because you know they're hearing from the other side. With all the evidence that's coming out, the wrong people are in jail. And I'm not going to get bogged down on that today. The wrong people are in jail. But I would ask, hey, Spencer, put that in the chat. And those of you out there who don't know how to get to the chat, Spencer, could you maybe some way put up on the screen a picture of the email that these folks need to send to? Now listen, friends, come on now, get into technology. We're going to put it up on the screen. Get out your phone and take a picture of the screen. That way you'll know the address, you'll know the link, you type it in and then you do it. So Spencer's going to put up on the screen for us how you emailed President Trump. And when you email President Trump, you're going to say to President Trump two things: let the J6ers out and get the pro-lifers out. That's all you say. Just always say. Because remember, whoever's reading them, it's not Trump. Whoever's reading them is just keeping a tally. They're just keeping a tally. Yeah. Melania, you know, one of the things we haven't said a whole lot about this, and I'm not going to dive into this in too deeply. You know this. Melania Trump is very, very, very pro-choice. She's pro-abortion, Melania is. I don't know if you guys know that or not. So pillow talk. Think about Trump's probably fighting at home on pillow talk. So Spence, are you able to get that up there or not? I'm going to move on. He's working on it. Okay, the street live stream, you guys see it because I don't see it, but you guys see it, right? Come on now, get your camera out, take a picture of it, and then tell all of your friends, email President Trump. J6ers out, pro-lifers out, all right? Cool, thanks, Spencer. Thanks for doing that. Hey, Mel, I don't know if she's in there. Mel, you got anything to add? Appreciate all you're doing out there with the Liberty Action Network. Clay, thank you for everything you're doing. Friends, listen to me now. We are moving Coach Dave Live. We are still engaged in Swannanoa and what's going on down there. We're still engaged in the hurricane, but we are moving on. If you want to know information, go to thelibertyactionnetwork.com. Thelibertyactionnetwork.com. And it will show you what you need to do, where you can donate. Clay put a good list together for us. We are still going to try to get a group of people to go down because they need help. They need volunteers. Okay, they do. But we are not going to focus our entire ministry on Swannanoa, and we're going to continue to help. As I said, we sent a bunch of money to Cowboy Dave yesterday for propane. Let me stop a second. You sent a bunch of money to Cowboy Dave. You did, not me. You did. And I heard from him, and you guys don't know how much he appreciates it. He is taking bottles of propane from tent to tent to tent to tent. And we're going to continue to fund him in this cold weather. Mel, come on in.
Yeah, Spencer, if you can go to the front page of the Liberty Action Network website, you'll notice I told you that we were going to have updates. So I had I made an update for today. I received some new information from Betty Perkins and Clay Parker. So I've pinned those to the top of the announcement. So you'll kind of notice there that we've got the hurricane rebuilding support dated today, the hurricane relief opportunities dated today, and I've still got Cowboy Dave kind of pinned to the top too. That's why the J6 action or the announcement is fourth on the list. But, you know, we're going to be doing these updates periodically. So if you're interested in hurricane relief and rebuilding and helping out in that area, go to the Liberty Action Network, and what should be at the top will be the most current information. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mel. Thanks for doing that, for all you do, folks. This is an action that we can all do. What if every one of you watching right now got 10 of your people? What if you got your prayer group to send an email? What if you got your pastor involved and all the pastors and all the churches? See, the confusion is many pastors think it was an insurrection. They think it was a violent insurrection. They don't understand. That's part of the way this game is played. And so what they want to do is they want to make sure that all those J6ers are stripped of all their support, which would be Christians, Bible-believing Christians, patriots. So the government wants to make sure that all their support is stripped. That's why we have to awaken the masses right now. Because when Donald Trump comes in on January 20th, which is coming up in 12 days, he's either going to pardon them really quickly, or I don't know if he's going to. Now, he said he's going to. Case by case. Come on, they ain't doing it case by case. Although, probably right now, they're looking at it, right? They're looking at it. But, you know, Garland and those guys, they still want to arrest more. What a crazy. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm fired up this morning. Kevin Van Story wants to get in. So does Roger. Go, Kevin. Go.
In Trump's news conference yesterday, he did say that he's going to release most everybody, all of everybody. And he was questioned on that twice. So
yes, I believe he
did say that. But we can't let off the gas.
No. We got to push on the gas for sure. Roger, go ahead.
We need to remember the vast majority of people, maybe even a super majority, have no idea what's going on.
That's right.
They don't listen to the shows we listen to. They don't read the materials that we read. They might not pay any attention even to the national news, the mainline news. They don't have any idea of what is going on, what did go on and so forth. You know, we're in a little conclave here in the morning. We're really in a minority as far as having understanding and knowledge. So just keep that in.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Good point, Roger. Dave Allison. Come on, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. I logged in on Reddit 8, and I heard you talking about Swannanoa real quick. I want to remind people, we haven't bailed out on Swannanoa. Another thing that you don't know, that Pastor Salt provided, that gave a Cowboy Dave an awesome witness tool. Cowboy Dave is witnessing right to, on the corner, there is a pump. The gas station has an air pump there. And Cowboy Dave was explaining to us, you wouldn't believe how many people pull up there in the morning and they don't have they got a flat tire, but they don't have four quarters to put in the machine, right? Mm. And so then they're scrambling around. They got to go in the gas station and get a change. So we bought Cowboy Dave a Milwaukee handheld air pump. Dave, when I talked to him the other day, he said he uses it every day. People pull up there, and guess what? He goes over there, hey, you need some air? Look what I got. And what does he do? It opens up the door for him to share the gospel.
Amen.
So don't ever let anybody tell you that we have bailed out on Swannanoa.
No, we have not.
And guess what? Every day, Pastor Salt is there because the camper that Cowboy sleeps in, guess what? Pastor Salt provided money for that. Guess what? He's got a box truck there he uses every day. Pastor Salt gave him money for that. So Pastor Salt still alive and well in Swannanoa. Thanks for
letting me know. Hey, listen, and we support what Mark Trump's doing. Mark Trump picked up this on his own initiative, started getting people organized in his church, and we support everything. We support everything everybody's doing. We're just trying to be good stewards of what it is that you've provided for those folks down there. So God bless you all. Thanks. I don't want to get bogged down on this, but I want you to understand we're still doing it. We're just moving. We're moving forward in other areas. Betty, go ahead.
I'll be quick. I'm heading to Anchorage, but this doctor, Dr. Bruce Blanken, I think you know him. He ordered $500 worth of propane and $500 worth of electric blankets because Amanda said electric blankets they could use. So I just want to thank him for his donations.
Okay, so listen, I want to say this. The needs change every day. They change every day. So by the time you get them 500 blankets, they're going to need something else. All right. So that's why we put on the Liberty Action Network, all these different places you can donate. Okay. Rather than you look, I'm not making fun of you. Rather than you organizing your church, you got a big truckload of stuff to go down there. God bless you. God bless you. Go. But there are people already on the ground who know what they're doing. Get your church to partner with one of those groups that you find at the Liberty Action Network and feed directly to them. That's what I would say to do. And no, it's not too late to get involved. Okay, cool. And move on here. Is that okay? Okay. I wouldn't want to be down. It's cold here. I wouldn't want to be living in a tent. No. Mark says they need more boots on the ground. Mark, we're going to try to organize after whenever. We're going to try to organize a group to go down there. They need help. They need help for sure. So, amen. We'll keep after it. Appreciate everything everybody's doing. Here's where I want to go today. Yeah, there aren't people. Yeah, that's right. There are enough people locally to be able to do all the work. Amen. The death of America. I want to talk about the death of America here today. What's happened to us. And it's being done to us. God, we're so stupid. It's being done to us through something called multiculturalism. Multiculturalism. We all know that word, but we don't all know what that is. We have to ask ourselves this question. Are all cultures equal? Are all cultures equal? You say, what are you talking about? I'm going to show you a lot of different cultures. What they're trying to do in the United States of America is make sure that the culture upon which America was built was the Christian culture. Bible says if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So what has the devil tried to do? He's tried to come in and destroy the foundation, and the foundation was what? Christianity is and was the foundation of Christianity. By the way, the idea of religious liberty is a Christian ideal. The only reason you can be a Muslim in America is because America was founded as a Christian nation which values individual liberties and individual rights and the right to worship however you want to. But no matter what, the fact that there's 10 of you, let's use this, okay? Craziness. Let's say 10 of you want to you want to build a culture around transgenderism and acceptance of homosexuality. Dude, go for it. But that is not the culture of America, and we are not going to give you a place at the table beside Baptist organizations and Christian organizations. No, no, no. We'll give you your place at the table. We'll give you the right to exercise your faith however you want to, but you will not force us to diminish our values to make you feel accepted. That's what multiculturalism is for.
Amen, Coach.
Are not equal. Ooh. All cultures are not equal. We'll say it again. All cultures have liberty, but they're not all equal. Let me ask you, if there was a culture that said it was okay for older men to marry little girls, is that okay? Do we carve that out in American society? And do we say, oh, well, he's just exercising his religious rights? No, 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 because there's a system of right and wrong that's been established for at least in the United States. Argue all you want to about whether they were Masons, all that kind of, we know this in the Declaration of Independence. Pull that up, Spencer. I think I got it here somewhere. Stay with me. I'm going to give you an education this morning. The Declaration of Independence. What? What's it say? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Time out a minute. Who's the creator? Who's the creator? We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Right? Hang on. In the course of human events comes necessary for one people. Whoa, Spencer, you lost me there. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected. Cultural, folks, cultural. The pilgrim said to the king, we ain't living like that, dude. We're out of here. We left. When they dissolved the political bands that have connected them with another. To assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God. Now, shame on them that they didn't mention Jesus Christ, but we know who the God was that they were referring to. They were referring to the God of nature and of nature's God, and Christians know that. The pilgrims were Christians. George Washington got Bibles for the kids in public schools. Come on! We know what they were talking about. The foundation. When the laws of nature of nature's God entitled them a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes for which impel them to the separation. Friends, I'm going to tell you something. Pull it up, Spencer. Say what, coach? Where is it? I'm looking for it. Pull up number 3. Can two walk together lest they agree? Can two walk together? Hear this word that the Lord has spoken unto you, O children of Israel. Today we would say children of America, children of the Bible, whatever. Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together lest they agree? Folks, can America have a set of laws and a set of rules for everybody? Well, I'm going to use your pronouns, and you're going to use my pronouns, and we're going to kill babies. And what? What? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has nothing taken? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? What? Cause and effect. Cause and effect. And so in America, a long time ago, we determined this is right and this is wrong. And it was based on what? What was it based on? The laws of nature and of nature's God. Now, back then in 1776, what God do you think they were talking about? What God do you think they were talking about? And so we watched during my lifetime and during your lifetime, what? Multiculturalism. Oh, yeah. Oh, diversity, equity, inclusion. Everybody's, hey, folks, not all beliefs are the same. They're not all the same. See, I can believe that it's okay to be married to my wife and sleep with 10 other women. I can do that, and I can find somebody who'll tell me it's my right to be able to do that. But that's not the laws of nature and of nature's God. Not when I took that vow. No. And we don't enforce that vow. Do you know this? You know it was Ronald Reagan who gave us no-fault divorce? How's America done since then? So in other words, you take a vow to be married and you break it. Did you break a vow? Well, you can depending on what culture you follow. Hang on. So let's go back to the real expert. Let's go to number one. Go to number one. Muhammad Ali. This is one of the greatest clips in the history of mankind, I think. Wisdom out of this guy. Racial integration. This is in 70s maybe. Ollie Frazier was 1970. Listen to this wisdom. about multiculturalism being forced on us. Got a 3 black guys and 6 women and 7 handicapped, because it's diversity. Everybody's got to be equal. That ain't the American way, folks. Listen to what Muhammad Ali said about it.
People to move in the neighborhoods, we clean their own neighborhoods. And another thing, when you say integration, it comes under intermarriage too, right? Been together.
Right, sure.
And I'm sure no intelligent white person watching this show, or no intelligent white man in his or her right white mind, want black boys and black girls marrying their white sons and daughters, and in return introducing their grandchildren as half brown, kinky haired black people.
I wouldn't object to that.
Well, you wouldn't, but a lot of them would.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people. And no, it's just the point.
What I'm trying to say is this. And you don't have it. You say you don't, but you don't have it. You really ain't gonna have it. You're on the show, and you got to say that. But
that's not true.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I don't think I'm any different from you, you see.
Hang on a minute. Don't miss what he just asked. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that, he said, regarding interracial marriage. Look, I'm not against, this isn't about interracial marriage. It's not what this show's about. Ask yourself, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to screw up a family? Why would you want to have 2 mothers and 2 dads? Why would you want to do that? Very profound question he just asked. Why would you want to do that? Huh? Keep going, Muhammad.
Society's made us different.
You know we're different. We're all together.
But society's made us different.
No, not society. God made us different.
No, we're just human beings. He made all of us.
We all, listen, bluebirds fly with bluebirds. Red birds want to be with red birds. Listen. Tell me when I'm wrong. Pigeons want to be with pigeons. Tell me when I'm wrong.
We should have more.
They don't have intelligence, but yet they stay together. We should have more intelligence than them, right? Buzzards are with buzzards. Buzzards are with buzzards. Bluebirds with bluebirds. They're all are birds, but they've got different cultures. The eagles like to hang out in the mountains. The buzzard like to fly around the desert.
Well,
the bluebird like to fly around the trees and the grass.
There'd be certain problems, a buzzard mating with a sparrow, wouldn't there?
What?
There'd be certain...
Right. And we have the problems, too. I don't see no black and white couples in England or America walking around proud holding their children.
That's because society...
And going out.
That's society's fault. We've got to educate people around it.
Well, life is too short for me to be raised catching hell for something like that. And I'd rather go and be my own. I have a beautiful daughter, beautiful wife. They look like me. We're all happy, and I don't have no trouble. I ain't that much in love with no woman to go through all that hell. Ain't no one woman that good. You understand?
I understand, yeah. I do understand. I think it's sad that
it ain't sad because I want my child to look like me. Every intelligent person wants his child to look like him. I'm sad because I want to blot out my race and lose my beautiful identity. Chinese love Chinese. They love the little slanted-eyed, pretty brown-skinned babies. Pakistanis love their culture. Jewish people love their culture. A lot of Catholics don't want to marry number of Catholics. They want the religion to stay the same. Who want to spot up yourself and kill your race? You're a hater of your people if you don't want to stay who you are. You shame what God made you. God didn't make no mistake when he made us all like we were.
I think that's a philosophy of despair.
Despair.
I really do.
It ain't no despair. Yeah, number one, can't no woman. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I want to tell you. Listen, no woman.
Stop a minute. Hang on. Go back there. Folks, don't ever miss this. They're in the studio, and when the host says something that they're trying to promote, they put the applause sign up. And so everybody applauds, and then you're watching it, and you think, well, everybody agrees with that guy. No. They're trying to spin a message. And Muhammad is doing everything he can to push back this rigged interview that he's caught himself in. Go back just about 10 seconds there, Spencer, so that we can get the feel of this, okay? Hey, hang on. Think Muhammad Ali's racist? Huh? Are they calling him a racist? He says, I want to marry black people. See, there you go. You guys are so programmed. Some of you out there right now, this doesn't feel good to you. Doesn't feel good. Well, at what point did all this interbreeding, at what point was that God's plan or not? And should we now go into our public schools and teach kids different cultures as all being equal? Because I believe the Christian culture is superior to the rest. Anybody want to disagree? Huh? Somebody give me a thumbs up. The Christian culture built the world. Nothing like it ever. And we let these freaks come along and tell us it has to be multicultural. Heather needs two daddies. Susie needs two mommies. The hell? Why? Because we didn't stand up and we didn't fight for what we knew to be the truth. And so what did they do? They called us racist. Folks, you know what's really driving them freaking crazy here? Muhammad Ali ain't racist. And they want him to be. They want him to be. He's not. Huh? I want to marry a black woman. Why would I want to marry a white woman? I want to marry a black woman. God made me black. By the way, black guy. Greatest boxer in human history. Ain't got nothing to do with skin color. Huh? Come on, finish it up here.
Philosophy of despair.
Despair.
Really do.
It ain't no despair. Yeah? Number one, can't no woman. Listen, no woman on this whole earth, not even a black woman in Muslim countries, can please me and cook for me and socialize and talk to me like my American black woman. No woman, at last is a white woman, can really identify with me and my feelings and the way I act and the way I talk. See? And you can't take no Chinese man and give him no Puerto Rican woman and holler about we in love and you emotionally in love and physically, but really they're not happy because she's going to hear some Puerto Rican music, he's going to hear some Chinese music, and they're going to be clashing all the time. It's just nature. You can do what you want, but it's nature to want to be with your own. I want to be with my own. I love my people. That's all. I don't hate nobody.
I want to be with my own. I don't hate nobody. I don't want to hate anybody, right? Come on, come on. See, they've made us think racially. Hang on. I know you want to get in there. Hang on a minute. So let's go. What is culture? What is culture? Pull the first number. I didn't number it. What is culture? What is it? Multiculturalism. What is culture? Well, culture encompasses religion, food, what we wear, how we wear it, our language, marriage, music, and it's different all over the world. Hang on. I'm going to tell you that you better sit down. A black person in America has a different view of the world than a black person in Africa. Would anybody disagree with that? Would anybody disagree with that? Why? Because the black person in America has been exposed to the American Christian culture. A black guy in deep, dark Africa, he doesn't understand liberty and freedom. He doesn't understand any of that because he ain't never been exposed to it and it ain't got nothing to do with his skin color. It has to do with his location, where he grew up, what he was taught. What makes something right and wrong? Okay, culture is the characteristics and knowledge of a particular group of people encompassing language, religion, cuisine, social habits, music, and art. I love Chinese food. I like tacos. That's Mexican food, I think. I'm multicultural, right? Culture encompasses religion, food, and what we wear, how we wear it, our language, our marriage, our music, what we believe is right and wrong, how we sit at the table, how we greet our visitors, how we behave with loved ones, and a million other things. Culture is what you have been trained in and raised in. And America is being weakened by multiculturalism, not strengthened. And see, they want to tell us that our diversity is our strength. Now, hang on, football coach. Diversity on a football team is, in fact, our strength. We need some big fat guys up front that can block. We need some fast tailbacks that can run through tackles. We need a wide receiver that can get open down the field. We need a quarterback who can throw the ball and get it to him. We need diversity, but it's only diversity when we all have the same goal, and that's driving the ball down the field. If the diversity is you get to carry the ball and then you get to carry it and we'll take turns. Oh, you're black. Well, here, you get a special ball because you're black. And you. When we begin to see that as diversity, when we see diversity as strength, folks, that's the wrong kind of diversity. That is the wrong kind of diversity. Can two walk together lest they agree? And America is being destroyed. Look at our government. By the way, Trump's going to do away with DEI, which is what? Diversity, equity, and inclusion. In other words, my son doesn't get the job because he was raised right, a white Christian. He doesn't get the job. We're going to give it over here to this black heathen or this Chinese heathen or this Mexican heathen. Because why? We're diverse and equitable. And no, no. Can two walk together unless they agree? And folks, it is everywhere. Racial quotas. We know all this stuff. And why has this all happened? Hey, Paul Gosling, it's all happened because they convinced the church that that was Christian.
Boom.
Huh? Somebody tell me this. I've often said it. Why can't I be playing the NBA? You say, well, coach, you're not good enough. Well, I'm not good enough because I'm not tall enough. The NBA, the National Basketball Association, discriminates against short guys. I had no chance ever to make it in the NBA. Ever. Say, coach, we'll go play in the NFL. I can't play in the NFL. National Football League, me? Huh? At an overweight 205 pounds? I can't do that. Those guys are, some of them are 400 pounds. They're bigger. It's not fair. They're faster. They're stronger. God made us all different. We're a melting pot. And what do we want to do? We want to give benefits to those who do not deserve them. And when we begin to give benefits to those who do not deserve them, that's what you call government. And then government's in control, and government controls everything. Because why? Because America is being made in the image of government, what they think. That, huh? Oh, I got more. Hang on real quickly. I'll get you in here. Pull up number five real quick. 28 different cultures of the world. 28 different ones. I didn't get finished reading all that. I'll put it in chat. What is multiculturalism? Here they are. Whoops. Spencer, excuse me. 28 cultures of the world. Want to know what they are? Huh? Hey, so we need one of these in every business, right? We need to have them. Come on. I hate the internet sometimes. Come on, go on. I want to see the list of them. There they are. List of the cultures of the world. Come on, scroll down, Spence. I'm sorry. Go on down. There they are. Italy has a culture. France has a culture. Go on. Spain has a culture. United States has a culture. India has a culture. United Kingdom has a culture. Greece has a culture. Sweden has a culture. Mexico has a culture. Nepal has a culture. China has a culture. Japan has a culture. Australia has a culture. Only America wants to let all these people come and live together when the Bible says they can't live together. They don't agree. What's wrong with us? A melting pot where they come from China and become Americans. And follow the Ten Commandments. Murder is wrong no matter what culture you're in. Do you believe that? You believe? We have an American culture where they say that it's okay to murder an unborn baby. What culture would that be? Well, that's multiculturalism. Foundations be destroyed. Psalm 11:3. Go to number 6. 55 different American cultures. What? Yeah. Multiculturalism. I told you, I'm a Melungeon. I ought to be able to be president of the United States, be the first Melungeon president. There's the American dream. These are American culture examples. The American dream. Independence Day. Thanksgiving. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Super Bowl Sunday. These are traditions. Hollywood. Fast food. Cowboys in the Wild West, jazz, blues music, rock and roll. All of these impacted the American culture. Do you understand that? Should Mick Jagger be president of the United States? Put a rock star in there? We need a rock star. We haven't had any English rock stars as president. Let's put him in. Let's put Kamala Harris in there. Why? Well, she's a woman. She's an actor. Wait, we got to have... You understand? That we have lost our foundation because we have turned away from the scripture that says, can two walk together lest they agree? The devil is the divider. The devil is the divider. The spirit of the Lord unites. Oh, man. Want me to keep going? I can. Go to number 9. Go to number 9. I'll show you this video, then I'm going to open it up. Who determines right and wrong? Time, hang on. Hang on. Who says being racist is wrong? Who says beating your wife is wrong? Who says sleeping around is wrong? Who says disobeying the government is wrong? Who says swearing is wrong? Who says who? Play this at 1.5 speed. I don't want to watch all 6 minutes of it, but it's pretty good. Christian culture. Go ahead.
So I think we can be moral without religion.
And I'm this. This is about my morality.
Abortion is moral.
Culture and tradition are not good benchmarks for morality.
What is the difference between right and wrong? How do you define this? Who defines this? I'd like to start to answer these questions by quoting from a somewhat unlikely source. Here is what Ben Affleck had to say in a New York Times article recently. People with compulsive behavior, and I am one, have this kind of basic discomfort all the time that they're trying to make go away, he said. You're trying to make yourself feel better with eating or drinking or sex or gambling or shopping or whatever. But that ends up making your life worse. And then you do more of it to make that discomfort go away. Then the real pain starts. It becomes a vicious cycle you can't break. That's at least what happened to me. All of us have at times had this basic kind of discomfort or nagging feeling that the way we're behaving is wrong. And this feeling can be compounded and can grow worse with every decision we make. How do you get rid of that nagging feeling without medication, substance abuse, or escapism? First of all, in order to fix something, you need to identify the source of the problem. The problem is that most people have little idea of the cause and effect of their actions when the results are not immediate. I'm talking about the way we choose to word a white lie, or the small actions we take in personal relationships, or possibly decisions that have far more tragic results, such as whether a baby is to be kept or not. Unless we identify right and wrong actions, we will continue to fail in life, relationships, experiencing suffering, hurt, and anguish. Society tries to label right and wrong behavior under a loose moral code, but our social culture or moral code is not the benchmark for what is right and wrong. And this is why. The secular world believes that morality is relative. In other words, whatever seems right to you. The religious world, whether Christianity, Islam, or Hinduism, etc., believes that morality is determined by what God you believe in, or more precisely, what interpretation of text is used. Certain atheists, such as Sam Harris or Richard Dawkins, rely on science to define human values, with the result of our actions determine whether or not they are moral. Do they benefit the individual or society as a whole? That nagging feeling inside of you is often not the result of breaking society's moral code, because there is no universal agreement as to what is moral. The secularists are right at pointing this out. Most people today believe that morality is personally or socially determined, and it is defined as a set of personal or social standards for good or bad behavior and character. Many believe it can change upon the individual or social structure in place. It changes depending on the religious order too. Again, there is no universal agreement as to what is moral. Here's an example. Prior to 1962, sodomy was a crime in every US state. Since 2003, however, it is protected as an individual's private liberty throughout the United States under the Due Process Clause in the U.S. Constitution. Over the course of just over one generation, a criminal act has become a protected right of liberty. You don't need to single out sodomy. Look at marijuana laws in countries like Canada and Uruguay, or assisted suicide in the Netherlands, Belgium, and elsewhere. Faith in science isn't going to solve a lack of emotional understanding of what is right or wrong either. Science is the newest religion on the block, as faith in a deity is quickly being abandoned in the West.
Science is a religion.
You can't always persuade emotional people to apply reason and logic. Science is never going to prevent greed, social unrest, and subsequent wars. So if the vast majority of the religious and secular world have failed to explain why we end up in emotional anguish, or just simply fail to get along, what is the answer?
All of us at Tomorrow's World firmly believe that right should always be right, and wrong should always be wrong for everyone, and that morality is not fluid or defined by anyone other than God. Certain actions and behaviors will always cause hurt and pain on a spiritual level. Others cause joy and peace. These behaviors are either following or breaking spiritual laws. When you know, deep down, that what you are doing is wrong on some level and causes sadness or hurt to another, the rule you are breaking, whether you know it or not, is a spiritual law. Society's moral code does not prevent you from actions that equate to emotional self-harm. In fact, people often go by the adage, as long as your actions didn't harm anyone else, you're free to do what you want. But that is such a destructive mindset and shows a total lack of care or concern over another individual. In the Bible, breaking spiritual law is defined as sin. In turn, sin is defined as the breaking of God's laws. Most Christians today falsely claim that this law has been done away with and replaced with something akin to a hippie mantra of acceptance, love, and goodwill. That's not what the text upon which Christianity is based says. Christianity has been gaslit into believing this, and the rest of the world aren't even close to applying God's spiritual law. We need to understand that the source of what is right and wrong is not decided upon by the individual or society. It has been determined since before time began. And if you choose to learn what is right and do what is right consistently, you will no longer suffer those nagging feelings that you're doing something wrong. You will no longer live in emotional turmoil and be subject to every false concept of morality that plagues the world. You will instead live by the perfect laws of liberty, laws that lead to peace and happiness.
Wow.
If you like this video, please like.
Joe, come on in. Huh? Right and wrong. What determines right and wrong? Can I tell you what it's always been in America from the foundation of the world? Biblical law. That's what it's been. Huh? Man can't marry, natural law. Man can't marry a man. Huh? Well, to diversity, equity, and everything. Oh, yeah, men can marry men. Love is love. What? What are you talking about? See, that's why that's multiculturalism on four of you in front of. And here's the good news. We're about to overthrow it. Did you see that the government, that what's his name? Doesn't matter. You know, Vivek. They want to do away with DEI. No more DEI. Huh? Yeah, we're not going to hire people just because of the color of their skin or their gender or who they sleep with. No, we ain't going to do that anymore. We're going to go back and we're going to hire the best. Yeah, that's why they dumbed down the schools. See, they dumbed down the schools. So nobody is the best. And then they can look and they can hire you because you're a woman or you're black or you're Chinese or you're Mexican or you're tall or you're short or you're fat or you're diverse. Right, folks? We have lost truth to diversity. Come on in, Joe.
In the early 2000s, we've had three boys homeschool, and I was looking and searching for a video or something to bring up this conversation to my boys. Because you know, around 14 years old, 15 and 16, they're out there. So, Bluebird. My brother told me about that, and I got that video.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What a conversation that brought up with my boys that showed them about the way society is now. I've said.
So Joseph said to my own children, and I raised my own children. Dobbenmeyers don't do that. We don't do that. I don't care what everybody else is doing. Dobbenmeyers don't do that. And because we've lost a standard in the home to where we no longer teach our children that there is, by the way, the schools no longer teach a definite right and wrong, biblical right and wrong. That's why we're so screwed up. That's why many of you have lost your children, because you sent them to public schools. Where the public school says, do it. It feels good. Do it. Huh? Oh, you want us to call you, your name's Joe, but you want us to call Josephine? Okay. Oh, sure. Oh, pronouns. Oh, yeah. And the entire culture has fallen because why? Two can't walk together unless they agree. Look at America. You really, folks, do you understand that Donald Trump won not because people love Trump, but because they're sick of the multicultural DEI horse crap. They don't even know what it is, but they're sure sick of it. And when Trump says America first, they call him a what? Racist, bigot, homophobe. Randy.
You did a good job. Multiculturalism, it pretty much destroys the Bible, Coach. It destroys the God, because everything taught in it, you respect cultures, but you don't endorse evil in any way, shape, or form. And that's what that agenda did, Coach. It dumbed the church down. They become tolerant of evil, and then they lost their ability to be the standard. Okay, when you give up that rights, and now, Coach, I want to say one thing on it. We redefine this. It's inalienable rights.
Right.
There's a big difference between inalienable and inalienable. Inalienable, Coach, means nobody, no one, nothing can put a lien on your liberty. And
can't be taken away.
Amen, Coach. So we need to redefine the word and start saying it like what should be. But Coach, you're nailing this. You're nailing it. And we have against multiculturalism in the church. We have to tell these ignorant fellow Christians, they're endorsing, these are enablers. They're not in opposite to evil, and they should be walking with by doing that.
Randy, do we understand that when they make you use somebody's preferred pronouns, they are violating your religious liberty? Folks, do you understand that? Do you understand that?
Amen.
Why don't we get this? You want me to call you Sarah when you're obviously Bill? I ain't gonna do it! And that should be protected speech, is it? How about Zuckerberg? How about Zuckerberg? Did you guys see that? No more censoring on what used to be Facebook. No more. They don't have any, what do they call them? Fact checkers. Did you see that? Well, I thought Zuckerberg's been telling us for 20 years that they didn't censor people. Well, now we're finding out they did. Tide's turning, boys and girls. Pull up number 10 real quickly. I'll get you, Kevin. I'll get you, Adam. Hang on a second. Number 10, universal values. Number 10, universal values. 15 great principles shared by all religions. You know this? Is this what they're teaching in your school? Number one, golden rule. Law of reciprocity. Reciprocity. Do unto others what you've done, do unto them. That's a universal law. Honor thy father and mother. Universal law. Speak the truth. Universal law. Confucius, sincerity is the way of heaven, and to think how to be sincere is the way of man. So number four, more blessed to give than receive. Heaven is within us. Love thy neighbor, conquer with love. All religions teach this. Blessed are the peacemakers. You reap what you sow. Man does not live by bread alone. Do no harm. Forgiveness. Judge not lest you be judged. Be slow to anger. There's but one God. God is love. All religions follow the spirit of scriptures, not the words. Study to show thyself. Huh? Multiculturalism. I want to swear. Multiculturalism, my butt. Huh? Come on, Kevin. Sorry if I'm yelling today, Kevin. Bugs me, man. Bugs me the crap they're teaching to my grandkids. Bugs me. Go ahead.
Multiculturalism is humanism.
It is.
And is thy will is exactly what Satan wanted us to do.
That's right.
And he's had run roughshod your entire life, Coach, my entire life. We've been taught this and we've been deceived. We've been deceived. We've been deceived. We've been deceived.
So Kevin,
and actually, for once in a generation, we might have our eyes opened, casting wax out of our ears, and the crust off of our eyes, and we're going to start seeing and hearing truth, all about it.
It's coming, man. It's coming. Hey, friends, who says murder's wrong? Everybody says murder is wrong. Well, then why is abortion legal? Oh, because it's not murder. It's not a person. You get it? You get the game, right? You get it? And who's fallen into the trap? Your pastor. Your pastor doesn't want to say anything's going to offend. Well, in general, don't offend anybody. Huh? How many times are you going to drive by a church and see a sign out front that says, all welcome? Can I tell you the truth? If I had a church, not everybody's welcome. Sorry. Not everybody's welcome. You get yourself cleaned up. You come here, you want to be cleaned up. Oh, yeah, then you're welcome. But I ain't going to invite that poison in the midst of this congregation. No, thank you. No, thank you. Not everybody welcome. Not everybody welcome. Well, that's a different DEI, isn't it? Come on in, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Hey, God not only told the Hebrew or the Israelites not to be unequally yoked, he told them not to marry other cultures. And that's because he didn't want their religion and their way of life watered down or erased. And that's what happens when we do that.
Hey, you know, Adam, he said, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. By the way, that requires judging.
Amen.
How do you know something's an unfruitful work of darkness? You look at it, you see it, you say, nope, we ain't doing that.
Amen, Coach. Amen.
Oh, my God. This is so, see, we're so, I don't know if you've picked up on this. I don't care if I hurt your feelings. I don't want to. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Truth is truth. And we are in the mess that we are in because the first commandment, if they were to be written over again, would be, thou shalt not judge. That would be the first commandment. Bible says he who is spiritual judges all things.
Boom.
Why? Because there are some things that are right and there are some things that are wrong. And we want people to do what is right. Now, listen to me. Homosexual relationships are wrong. And if I say that, it doesn't mean I don't love homosexual. I said, dude, can't act like that. I love you enough to tell you you can't act like that. And when we lose the ability in our nation to stand up and say, sorry, that is wrong. No more can you do that. We've lost our nation. Friends, we have child trafficking going on right now, and the government doesn't care. They don't care. Do you think they know what's going on? Well, sure they do. They don't care. Why? Because the church doesn't. Ray.
Yeah. Who is the wisest man in the Bible? Messed Solomon. Up by a cultural decision. King Solomon.
Yep.
His biggest downfall was intermarrying a bunch of different cultural women. And that was his big downfall, right? So there's our Bible example right there.
Amen, brother. Hey, look.
Amen.
Folks, living your life requires judgment. You can't live your life if you don't judge. That's wrong and that's right. Anybody ever have this? Ever have your dad say, not in my house, boy. You ain't going to do that. As long as you're living under this roof, you ain't doing that, boy. And by living with a dad like that, you ain't doing that in my house. And so now we see, sorry, going to step on, going to step on some toes. Now we have, oh, Lord, do I have to say it? All right. All right, I'll say it, Lord. Now we have Christian families where their children are living together out of wedlock and no consequences in the family. I'm sorry that hurt. I know that hurt. I know that hurt. You, we have children who are living together in sin. And it's okay. Still come to church. They still come to church. Red Dale.
Yeah, every once in a while, Coach, we just got to revisit this, right? The two greatest commandments, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Second is like the first. It's not the first. It's like the first to like love it. Your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19, verse 15 through 19. Jesus knew exactly what he was saying, and the hearers of what he said knew what he said. He said this, do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favor the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. Don't go around spreading slander, right? Do not endanger your neighbor's life. Do not hate your fellow Israelite in your heart. But what? Rebuke your neighbor, frankly, so you will not share in their guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against another people, but love your neighbor as yourself. Coach, that is what love looks like. It rebukes and it judges.
So, Dale, if I love my neighbor as myself, I don't want to get hooked on drugs. Why would I want them to be hooked on drugs? If I don't want to be homosexual, why would I be promoting homosexuality? If I love my neighbor as myself. By the way, Dale, that is really good. Where is that Leviticus 1?
That's Leviticus 19. First off, let's go back to that premise is that it was an attorney who asked Jesus. It was a Pharisee who asked him, what are the greatest commandments? So he knew his audience, and his audience knew that Old Testament scripture. So when he quoted that, they knew exactly what he was saying. And that first word out of verse 15, don't pervert justice.
Go to that number 15. Go to 15. Go to 15. He shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. By the way, Dale, he didn't say don't judge.
Keep going.
J6ers, huh? J6ers. Well, that's why those guys should have stood up in court and said, who are you to judge, judge? Who are you to judge? You shall do no injustice, unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person that's rich. But in righteousness shall thy judge thy neighbor. Equal balance, right? Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among the people. Neither shall you stand against the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Rebuke your neighbor! Jeez, Jeff Mayers, come on in. We're running out of time here.
Hey, morning, Coach. You're knocking it out of the park today. I love this. Dale, great input there. About 15 years ago, I wrote a book called The Cult of Culture. And what happens is basically it's many people around the world and anywhere you go, culture becomes their cult. It becomes a cult because they idolize it. It becomes their idol. And you don't need to read a book because you've said it all today, but it's just incredible how, you know, it's called a cult of culture. And that's exactly what happens out there. It becomes a cult. It becomes an idol.
Yep. The culture determines right and wrong. The culture determines what you can say and what you can't say. Huh? Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Randy, come on in.
Coach, I was just wanting to back up Dale, because everything that God wrote in the Old Testament isn't null and void. It's fulfilled in Christ, Coach. We got to see that it wasn't worthless. The law made you sin. It made you realize you need Jesus. You need a Savior and a Lord. And through him, we all have, we all are able now to have, to go see, be with, without it, we can't. So Coach, the law isn't done away with. That verse is so powerful. If we understand it, we don't do our deeds and try to get favor with God by keeping the law. We act out our faith. And
the law is the schoolmaster, Randy. The law is the schoolmaster. It keeps us in the rails.
We got to bring that back, Coach.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Multiculturalism, diversity, equity, and inclusion is nothing more than have thy own way. Sin, do whatever the hell you want to do, and we won't judge you. Betty.
I believe that diversity was really introduced and enforced when Obama got in.
Sure.
Because we had all these diversity trainings, and I'm sitting there going, what? Are they trying to tell us that we're supposed to accept this man coming into a woman's bathroom and whatever? And another thing they did was, Obama was, when I would take my Bible in, they said I had to put it away. It could not be seen.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd go do an inspection, and what would they do? They'd stick it in a drawer, and I came back, and where's my Bible?
Betty,
so
don't,
I get it,
Betty, don't,
put it
don't
back on the
this.
Counter.
Betty, don't forget this. Obama was a Christian. Come on in, Craig.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Well, yeah, you know, conspiracy.
Just ask Jeremiah Wright. Just ask Jeremiah, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, Obama's pastor, Christian pastor. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, just like the phrase conspiracy theorist was sort of demonized, the word judge has become demonized from the standpoint, judge means you have authority. So when God spoke on something, he has the authority, therefore he's judged it. When you come in agreement with that, okay, all you're doing is you're affirming what has already been judged. You're not judging someone.
That's right.
You're affirming
you're
what
testifying. Another, that's right.
Right. Yes. You're affirming what an authority has already said.
Yes.
And so they've taken judge to come and put it against you and make you feel bad that you're judge. You know, you can't judge someone. It's like, I haven't judged it. God's judged you already. Not me. I'm just trying to tell you the truth, brother.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Craig, I know this is right up your alley. You think men raping little kids is okay? Are we allowed to call that evil? Are we allowed to call that evil? Or is that just diversity and inclusion? They just choose to enjoy it. They just like sex with little kids. Who are you to judge, right? Right? That's, folks, that's where we are. That's where we are. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Why? Because there's a devil. There's a devil loose. And unfortunately, the American church didn't know or has forgotten our job is to what? Oppose the devil. Be pushing back in every aspect. Instead, it's bless me, bless me, bless me. Come and tithe, you get more money. I'll do this, you get more money. You get all, you be nicer. God will bless. No, no, no. We're in a freaking war, baby.
war under the guise of multiculturalism. See you tomorrow.